So did you see that they added new words to the dictionary today?
Please let it be Hoochieberg.
I don't know why Hoochieberg hasn't made it yet. You've been trying really hard to bring Hoochieberg into the world.
Decades.
Yeah. So far it hasn't quite made it. But here's what's really interesting. There are some things here that I feel like are so old and they just made it in today.
Mm-hmm.
Like faux hawk. I mean, first of all, faux hawks are already out. Like they were in, they were out. Remember I used to wear that faux hawk, used to make fun of me, where it's like you take the bangs and you put it up and then you take a ponytail behind it. Mm-hmm. And it's like the top of your head. That was called a faux hawk.
Or it when a guy has a haircut like this, that's a faux hawk.
Yeah. But the faux hawk is so old, but for some reason that just made it into the dictionary today, as opposed to dad bod. That's relatively new. Like dad bod's just over the past like couple of years, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a physique regarded as typical of an average father, especially one that is slightly overweight and not extremely muscular.
I don't like that. Take that out of the dictionary.
I like that. I think that's really good.
Yeah, thanks.
Also, like fluffernutter. Fluffernutter just made it into the dictionary.
It's like an 80s thing, isn't it?
I think it's even earlier than that. See, the reason why it's weird is because the marshmallow cream, the fluff, is, I think fluff is from like the 1960s, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
So why is fluffernutter, and who the hell is still eating fluffernutters?
Hey, what the hell is the description of it? The definition of a fluffernutter.
A sandwich made with peanut butter and marshmallow cream between two slices of white sandwich bread.
Yeah, that's an old school thing.
Yeah, so that's weird that just made it in. But then there's others that make sense. Like they just put in long COVID and super spreader. The word because has been in the dictionary for obviously a very long time. And it was always in there as, you know, for reason of, I think is the definition, and it by reason of, and it always said like, you know, I laid down because I was tired.
Mm-hmm.
They had a quote in there. My boss hasn't fired me because he hasn't gotten around to it yet. They've added a new definition to the word because, and it's a very, I don't know if this is Gen Z or millennial who brought this to us, but okay. So it's by reason of, because of, but it's used in a humorous way to convey vagueness about the exact reason for something. That's the new definition.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the examples. Listen, it works because science.
Okay. So it's kind of like a verb.
They left the house because reasons.
Mm-hmm. It works because.
Yeah.
I'm great because.
And then they added a couple of abbreviations, TBH, an abbreviation for, do you know what TBH is?
Throwback hell.
No, it's to be honest. You're not really a texter, so you don't really use that kind of stuff. Yeah. Let's see. FTW.
Yeah. F the world.
No.
Yeah.
No. FTW means for the win.
No, it's fuck the world.
No. No, FML should be in there. Fuck my life. That should be in there. But no, FTW means for the win. People have been using that forever. But like you don't use that. That's what I'm saying. Like you're not a texter. You're not an abbreviator. So that's not anything that you would ever.
No, bikers have on their helmet FTW. Fuck the world. That's what it stands for. They don't put on their helmet for the win. That's not what a biker uses it for.
I'm sure that's what in biking parlance, FTW means fuck the world. But to the rest of the world, FTW is for the win. I'm just telling you.
Okay.
And this is interesting. I wonder if they're going to add the word meta. Well, the word meta is probably in there already because meta has sort of been like a thing. But I wonder if they're going to change the definition of the word meta because that's the new name of Facebook.
I wonder how are they going to do that? Are they going to still call it Facebook? Or are they totally changing it to Meta?
I mean, Meta is short for Meta Universe, which is what, like their Instagram Facebook and WhatsApp is their meta universe. So I don't know. I think it's stupid. And, you know, my joke on Twitter was that, like, tomorrow or whenever they change it, everyone's mom is going to be like, I went to Facebook and it says Meta. I think I was hacked.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's true.
Moms. Yeah. Moms are going to be very upset when they go to Facebook.
I mean, are you
going
to have to go to meta.com or can you still go to Facebook? It's the beginning of the downfall of Facebook. Facebook in a year from now, what is today? Today's the 28th. In a year from now, it's going to be bye-bye because it's not going to exist anymore.
It's going to be MySpace.
It is. Yeah. Tom got his hands on it and right. He's going to destroy it. No, I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Average American doesn't know what Meta means. And how are you going to get the word out? You got.
Well, we didn't know what Facebook meant until it became that they came up with the term Facebook.
It's going to destroy it. Because you're right. My mom's going to go, I don't know what a Meta is and I got hacked. Right.
Yeah. No. And the thing is, I don't understand, like, why would you they're changing the name because they want to distance themselves from all the problems with Facebook and the fact that they didn't do anything about, like, the misinformation. They encourage people to they really encourage people to fight, like, anything that you put up there that's controversial that they know is going to get a lot of backlash. They boost those. Mm-hmm. Like you put pictures up of your kitten. Nah, that doesn't get any play whatsoever. They want people to argue because you're more engaged and the angrier you are. I mean, they are responsible for a lot of the problems that have gone on in this society. Like, what other platform have we ever been able to argue like that with complete strangers? None. It's never existed before. So they're trying to distance themselves from all of that. And I wish that we collectively would just say, fuck Facebook and just everybody get off it.
FTW,
everybody
just, Facebook.
Yeah, exactly. FTW. FTF. Fuck the Facebook. And if we all got off of Facebook, it wouldn't be a problem. They wouldn't be making millions of dollars, billions of dollars off of us, off of our backs.
And
I'm just saying.
Everybody in the world goes, Facebook is the most horrible place. I can't believe people.
Right. They're on Facebook.
And they're on Facebook. So they pick up their phone and they're on Facebook every 5 seconds. So just because you changed the name, it's like if you changed your name to Carol, you're still a bitch.
I'm still a nightmare.
Right.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter if you change the name. They're still going to do
should
evil
rebrand.
Things. What do you mean? Oh, no. Yeah. You're Carol Lawrence.
No, well, first of all, that's too close. And Carol seems like somebody that's not,
or like Kaylee.
I need a name that the person is going to be like, what's the nicest name? What's somebody that you're like, wow, that person must be really nice. Their name is, you know, what's the name that comes up to, you know, comes to mind when you go, there's no mean Kathy's out there, are
or
there?
Or Debbie. You're never, Debbie, you would see that. I don't know. But yeah, you should totally just drop the Cooper. Just go with Lawrence. Could do that.
No,
then I got to have a new logo.
Yeah, you got to have a new logo then. But I'm just saying, I should rebrand also. I should get nicer and rebrand. If Facebook's doing it, you know, and why stop it at a name? I mean, they went from Facebook to Meta. So maybe I can come up with like a word.
Meta. Just be Meta. Meta Lawrence. Now then I got to change the logo again. So no.
Well, wasn't there? Well, hang on a second. Wasn't there a basketball player that changed his name to Meta? Are they going to get sued?
Probably. But I want to know because they totally kept this under wraps. So I wonder how they kept it from the press because it didn't leak until today what their name was going to be.
Wait, there is a basketball player. I'm right. Meta Sandiford Artest.
Yeah, but he doesn't
He
have
changed his name to Meta World Peace. Remember in 2011? He's Meta World Peace now.
Okay, but he didn't have a copyright on the name. Yeah, I'm just wondering if they're going to redirect you when you go to Facebook and it's going to pop up Meta. And now you got to change every bookmark on every computer that you have.
I'm sure somebody owned meta.com because Meta was like a term, you know, like, oh, my God, that's so meta, you know, meaning like really inside, like way too inside. So they probably just paid off that person. Like, well, how much money do you want? How many millions do you want for us to take Meta from you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a guy was just sitting on it. A guy like me, yeah. Just sitting on a domain. I forgot I had that. Yeah, go ahead, take it. I have so many websites. I'm like, I don't even remember I had that.